Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, back on Radio Row, Zach Gelb, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, and we got the Defensive Player of the Year from the Denver Broncos, and that, of course, is Pat Surtain, the second, joining us right now. What was that like for you last night when you got the announcement?
Yeah, it was an awesome feeling, to be honest. Very surreal. It's something that I had in mind, goals-wise. It's something that I manifested and went after, man. I put in the work for it, and it was instant gratification. Not only that, because I had my whole family in the audience with me, and it was a celebration after, so it was definitely a huge accomplishment.
So I live in New York, and before the season, people said, who's the best defensive back in football? And a lot of New Yorkers weren't happy with me because I said Pat Surtain, and they wanted me to say Sauce Gardner. So to not only have the debate who's the best corner, but now the best defensive player in all of the game, that's just, with what you've accomplished so young in your career, and obviously with your football lineage, it's got to kind of be pinch-yourself, surreal moments.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it didn't happen overnight, I could say. Everything was bought into the process, you know, putting in the work, staying diligent towards my craft, and everything else would follow. So, you know, I stayed the course, stayed myself, and the rest led the way. So, yeah, I'm just honestly blessed. You know, I mean, like you said, it feels surreal. It still feels like I'm in a dream in the fog right now because, you know, when you work for something, it means much more at the end of the day. So
I had Champ Bailey on before the season started and asked about you. And right away, this is high praise, he said he could accomplish everything I did, I expect him to, and then some. Mm-hmm. When you hear that from Champ Bailey, what does that mean to you?
That's huge, man, especially the type of caliber of player he is. I mean, when you talk about a cerebral player, I mean, he's done it for years and years at a high level. It honestly means a lot hearing that from him. You know, I still got a lot more work to do to get to that point, but yeah, definitely. You know, it's always a great feeling when you hear it from the greats.
So with your dad and then your football background, you grew up clearly, you know, with pretty much a football in your hand, I would imagine. But when did you know, hey, this is not just something I like. This is something I could be great at.
I realized it like my sophomore year of high school when I started getting offers, you know, recognition. My name was getting even more recognized out there in the football world. And, I just started getting offers, you know, lining them up, you know, week in and week out. Then I realized I started getting stronger, faster. I was like, okay, I'm built for this. Like, I'm built for this moment. And, you know, I realized that so early on, like in my high school career, but it was something that I had in mind. It's always been a dream of mine and that I worked at. So I definitely felt that once the offers started coming in and I started getting recognition.
Pat Surtain the second here with us, the Defensive Player of the Year. And it still has a good ring to it. I'm sure that's not going to get old. When you look at your season this year on the offensive side of the ball, when you have your quarterback, Bo Nix, when he was drafted 12th overall, I was surprised. I questioned it. He shut me up real quickly, though. Man, Bo is impressive. Not only what he did on the field, but then as the leader. He seems as if he's a 10-year pro already.
Yeah, like I said, he's very, like, cool, calm, and collected. That's his energy. That's his whole personality, his persona. And I think he shines on the brightest stages, you know. If you look at all the big games, he always shines the brightest. And that's one thing I can say about him, man. He's very confident in his game. And I'm looking forward to his future, man. I mean, I know this is not the not only the start for him, but, like, he's leading up towards even more and more greatness.
So,
is.
So I thought this was a huge year for Sean, and we all know Sean's a great coach, but you know, with everything that happened in year one with him and Russ, and then it was, okay, what's going to happen in year two to try to win some people back and win some people over? Mm-hmm. Sean, as a coach, what has he kind of done not only for your organization but also for your career?
I mean, he's done a lot. He played a huge part, obviously, in towards our team success. Just establishing confidence, that mantra of swagger that he's brought to the team. I mean, it's something that was needed. It was necessary. And, you know, he's done a great job, him, the Penners, and the whole coaching staff, just going on with, we're going to bring this winning culture, and we're going to stick with it, stick with the program, stick with the process. And that's what he's been definitely on, honing in on, is the winning process, the winning formula, and, you know, the confidence to be able to do that.
So when we look at this Super Bowl, I'll ask you one thing about the game. Everyone's talking offense, with Jalen Hurts and Mahomes and Saquon, A.J. Brown, Kelsey, you go on and on and on mm-hmm. when we talk about these weapons. But this game's going to be one defensively. And, you know, it could be a high-scoring game. Maybe one of the defenses make it a lower-scoring game. But whoever makes that crucial turnover, and, man, the defensive players in this game, since we always just talk and market offense, there's a bevy of great defensive players, especially young defensive players mm-hmm. on both sides.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's going to come down to defense. Defense wins championships at the end of the day. Both teams got great defenses. Both got great defensive coordinators as well, too. So it's definitely going to have to come down to which defense plays the best, you know, towards the end of the game, all four quarters, to win the game.
What's it like going up against Mahomes?
It's frustrating, man. I mean, he's a magician back there. It's like the plays that he makes is like you just got to sit back and, you know, just give applause to, because, you know, the throws, the plays, you know, his awareness, you know, the second act, you know, everything that involves great quarterback play, he has all the intangibles. So, I mean, it's definitely frustrating because you think you have them, then at the same time you don't.
Toughest wide receivers, three. Give me three to go up against.
Shoot. Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams.
Jefferson? Have you gone up against
I haven't gone against Justin yet. But I'm looking forward to that matchup for sure. It's definitely going to be a battle.
Because to me, he's the best wide receiver in the league. Yeah, you're the best defensive back, now the best defensive player in the league.
I'll definitely give him credit for sure, man. He's definitely the best. But the guys I went up against so far, I have to say them three.
And then who are the three best corners in football?
Me.
One, two, and three?
No.
Just one.
Exactly. Me, say Sauce, and Stingley.
Gotcha. So, hey, I know you're doing stuff with Applebee's today. I love Applebee's. As a kid, they had this thing called half-off apps in high school. Everyone would go every Friday night. It was awesome. Tell us what you're doing with the partnership here.
Yeah, so I'm partnering up with Applebee's Super Bowl Sunday. You get 20 bonus wings with a $40 purchase Super Bowl Sunday. And you can either use Applebee's.com or the mobile app to your liking. And, you get 20 boneless wings, whatever flavors you want, to enjoy on Super Bowl Sunday to watch a great game. So,
ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch all day.
Ugh. You're the defensive player of the year. You're held to a higher standard right now. Enough with the ranch crap. It's blue cheese.
Man, ranch been my go-to since day one. I'm never leaving. Ranch been on my side since day one.
It's the one flaw you have, all right? That's the biggest problem with your game. If you don't have a good season next year, the key, blue cheese, you'll win the Defensive Player of the Year back-to-back years.
For sure.
Good to see you. Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Appreciate you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.